Radio.
Thursday afternoon local time, over a million young people turned out to welcome the Holy Father Pope Francis on Copacabana Beach, Rio de Janeiro. Here is the Holy Father's address to the youth, thanks to Salt and Light TV.
Queridos jóvenes.
Dear young people.
Boa tarde.
Good evening.
Primeramente, quiero les agradecer por lo testimonio de fe que ustedes están dando al mundo.
I would like to thank you for the witness of faith that you are giving.
Siempre ouvi dizer que os cariocas não gostam do frio e da chuva. Mas vocês estão mostrando que a fé de vocês é mais forte que o frio e a chuva.
People from Rio de Janeiro, for cariocas it doesn't matter if there's rain or cold.
Vocês
and you are showing that. Congratulations.
Grajeiros. Vejo em vocês a beleza do rosto jovem de Cristo e meu coração se enche de alegria. Lembro-me da primeira jornada mundial a nível internacional. Foi celebrada em 1987.
Remember, the first International World Youth Day was celebrated in 1987 in Argentina, in my home city of Buenos Aires. I still cherish the words of Blessed John Paul II to the young people on that occasion. I have great hope in you. I hope above all that you will renew your fidelity to Jesus Christ and his redeeming cross.
Tengo mucha esperanza en vocês. Espero sobre todo que renoven a fidelidad de vocês a Jesus Cristo y a su cruz redentora. Antes de continuar,
before I continue,
quisiera recordar
I would like to call to mind the tragic accident in French Guiana in which young Sophie Morini was killed and other young people were wounded. I invite all of you to observe a minute of silence.
Sophie Morini y otros jóvenes resultaron heridos. Los invito a hacer un instante de silencio y de oración.
To take a moment of silence.
A Dios, nuestro Padre,
to pray to God our Father, for Sophie,
y su familia,
for the wounded, and for their families.
Este año, la jornada vuelve por segunda
World Youth Day comes to Latin America
Latina.
For a second time.
Y ustedes,
and
jóvenes,
you, young people,
han respondido en
have
gran
responded
número
in great number
to the invitation
extended by Pope Benedict XVI to celebrate this occasion.
A él se lo agradecemos de todo corazón.
We express to him our heartfelt thanks.
Que nos convocó hoy aquí, le enviamos un saludo y un fuerte aplauso.
And a great round of applause.
Ustedes saben. Ustedes saben que antes de venir
you
a
know,
Brasil,
that before coming to Brazil,
estuve charlando con él y le
pedí
que me
him.
Acompañara en el viaje con la oración. And he told me he would be.
I asked him to accompany me with his prayers. And he said, "I will, and I will also be by my television." So right now he is watching us.
Mi mirada se extiende sobre esta gran muchedumbre. Son tantos ustedes, llegados de todos los continentes.
I look before me
distantes
at a large crowd coming from every continent.
Sino también
in many cases,
desde el punto de vista
you have come from places
cultural,
that are not only geographically,
social,
but
humano.
Also existentially, culturally, socially, and humanly far off. But today you are all here, or better yet, we are all here together as one in order to share the faith and the joy of an encounter with Christ, of being his disciples. This week, Rio has become the center of the church. Its heart, both youthful and vibrant, because you have responded generously and courageously to the invitation that Christ has made you to be with him and to become his friends. The train that is this World Youth Day has come from afar and has traveled across all of Brazil, following the stages of a project called Bota Fé, Put on Faith. Today, the train has arrived at Rio de Janeiro. From Corcovado, Christ the Redeemer embraces us and blesses us. Looking out to this sea, the beach, and all of you gathered here, I am reminded of the moment when Jesus called the first disciples to follow him by the shores of Lake Tiberias. Today, Christ asks each of us, do you want to be my disciple? Do you want to be my friend? Do you want to be a witness to my gospel? In the heart of the year of faith, these questions invite us to renew our commitment as Christians. Your families and local communities have passed on to you the great gift of faith. Christ has grown in you. Today, I come here to confirm you in this faith. Faith in the living Christ who dwells within you. But I have also come to be confirmed by the enthusiasm of your faith. I greet you with great affection to all of you assembled here from the five continents and through you to all the young people of the world, in particular those who have not been able to come to Rio de Janeiro, but who are following us by radio, television, and internet. I say, welcome to this immense feast of faith. In several parts of the world,
Los saludo con cariño. A ustedes aquí presentes, venidos de los cinco continentes, y a través de ustedes saludos a todos los jóvenes del mundo, en particular aquellos que querían venir a Río de Janeiro y no han podido, a los que nos siguen por medio de la radio y la televisión e internet. A todos les digo bienvenidos a esta fiesta de la fe.
Young people cheering as he acknowledges those who are watching via radio.
Muchos jóvenes están reunidos.
Let us all experience the joy of being united with each other in friendship and faith.
Sintámonos unidos unos a
and be sure of this. My pastoral heart embraces all of you with universal affection. From the summit of the mountain of Corcovado, Christ the Redeemer welcomes you.
Porque lo más importante hoy es esta reunión de ustedes.
Because today the most important thing is this gathering.
Que nos están siguiendo a través
and the gathering of all the young people who are following
desde la cima
through media.
Del Monte Corcovado, los acoge y los abraza.
From the summit of Corcovado, Christ the Redeemer welcomes you to this beautiful city of Rio.
Al presidente del
a special greeting
Consejo para los Laicos,
to the president of the Pontifical Council for the Laity,
Cardenal
dear Cardinal Stanislaw Rilko,
y a cuantos colaboran con él. Agradezco a Monseñor
and to all who work with him. I thank Archbishop Orani João Tempesta of San Sebastián de Rio de Janeiro for the warm welcome.
Acogida que me ha dispensado. Además, quiero decir aquí que los cariocas saben recibir bien.
I would also like to say that this diocese knows how to welcome, how to give a grand welcome to the world.
Para realizar esta
and I want to thank you for all the work you've done to make this World Youth Day possible. Together with your bishops, with the auxiliary bishops of all the dioceses of this vast country.
A todas las autoridades.
I would also like to thank all the national, state, and local authorities and those who have worked together to make possible this unique moment of celebration of unity, faith, and fraternity.
Gracias a los hermanos obispos.
Thank you to my brother bishops, to the priests, seminarians, consecrated people, and the lay faithful that have accompanied the young from various parts of the world on their pilgrimage to Jesus. To each and every one of you, I offer my affectionate embrace in the Lord.
Irmãos e amigos,
brothers and sisters, dear friends, welcome to the 28th World Youth Day in this marvelous city of Rio de Janeiro.
Radio.org.au